The court ruled on two cases pertaining to a municipal well that the village of East Troy drilled near Lake Beulah. Property owners near the lake have been concerned that the well could suck enough groundwater to affect water in the lake. But the Supreme Court says the well can continue operating. That's good news to the village's attorney, Paul Kent, who says East Troy has been making sure the lake isn't being harmed.
The village has undertaken a voluntary monitoring program to evaluate impacts of that well. It's been pumping now for 3 years, and that monitoring program shows that it, in fact, does not have an adverse impact on the lake.
But Kent says the unanimous Supreme Court rulings have also given the DNR more authority over high-capacity wells, and that other communities who apply to drill the wells may face tougher scrutiny. An attorney who represents wildlife and environmental groups that filed briefs in the Lake Beulah case agrees. Jody Habish-Sinikin says the court ruled that the DNR must consider the well's possible impact on navigable waters if the agency has firm evidence the wells could do harm.
They're waters that need to be shared and be protected for the future. So we do need the DNR to be able to exercise discretion and their expertise.
Habish-Sinikin says she expects more communities and individuals to seek high-capacity wells if the state's population keeps growing and spreading to areas near rivers and lakes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.